What's up, everybody? Junk Wax Pod, episode 4, back at it. Shout out to myjunkwaxbox.com. Even though I'm out of cards from your first box that you sent me, the second box is on its way. Left from Kansas yesterday. Found that out on my birthday. Pretty cool message on my birthday. So episodes 5, 6, and 7, we'll have packs of cards to open. Like our first three hit episodes. We got two segments though planned tonight. You know, it's going to be cool. Don't worry about that. Patrick, first I wanted to ask you, did you have a junk drawer in your house when you were growing up?
Yeah. And you know what, something about junk drawers that just totally blew my mind is they seem to always be in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Ours was like in a drawer next to, you know, just a random drawer that, you know, and anytime you'd open that drawer, you don't know what you would find.
Right. Right. Like I found some AA batteries in there for my kids that I didn't even know I had. Found them in the junk drawer.
And I was going to say,
batteries were a mainstay in my house growing up in the junk drawer.
But what I don't understand is it always seemed like at my house, once I went to the junk drawer to get it, whether it be AA, AAA, whatever, that I would use those into a remote.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't work because somebody that took the batteries out of the remote the last time, instead of throwing them away, put them in the junk drawer. I understand that batteries dead are junk.
Right.
But they go into the trash can. They don't go in the junk drawer for somebody else to get.
Yeah. A guy on the Dan Levitard show today said that the junk drawer is just an extension of the trash can.
I couldn't agree more. And we always, I remember too, like rubber bands.
Rubber bands, for sure. For sure. You might find some crusty food in there from a long time ago. I always found like the oldest screwdriver in my grandpa's junk drawer. It was one of those, it was like really thin. You could use it on your eyeglasses. And it had a Morris Chevron ad on it.
Nice.
Shout out to Morris Chevron.
Shout out to Deanie Morris, who just recently announced his retirement on Facebook. You know, he's a business that's been a mainstay in Augusta for years.
Yeah, he's a good dude. And the screwdriver had a clip on it, so you could put it in your front pocket.
Yeah. Well, those that put it in their front pocket plan intended on using it. Therefore, mine stayed in the junk drawer of my house.
So, speaking of shout outs, I want to give a shout out to a couple of special listeners. Clay Insko, who is a constant listener / viewer. Justin Lucas, Devin Carpenter. These guys are faithful followers of the Junk Wax Pod. Just wanted to shout them out. Also, Daniel Moran shouted me out on Twitter. He's also a lover of the Toddcast and the Junk Wax Pod.
John Wainscott is, you know, he still messages me on Facebook, you know, so I know he's listening. We also got called out by Robin Kelch this week for not knowing a Louisville player. I tried to explain to him that, you know, he's from Louisville. If he played in Kentucky, we'd known him.
Yeah, that was a bad miss by us, maybe, but we're not as big Louisville fans as your brother.
Right, but I don't even say it's a miss.
So just wanted to take care of the shout outs. Finally, I want to give a special shout out to Gabe Scudder, who brought this to my house for my kids. And I thought, oh, this would be a great segment for this week. So this is a collector set of 1992 Donruss baseball. And as you can see, I mean, pretty, really good condition. And there's a lot of good cards in here. So shout out to Gabe Scudder, because this segment is dedicated to you.
A 1992 complete set Donruss. I mean, that's a pretty good gift.
Yeah. So for the 1992 Donruss baseball, we're going to play a little game, a hit game show here in Augusta, KY. What does he look like he does for a living?
Is this segment inspired by Constable Jamie Mueller last week?
Yeah. Shout out to Jim Mueller, who looks like constable, looks like a cop. What else did you say he looked like?
I said he looked like he was a member of the adult film industry. Mustache was a Hitler on steroids, man.
He did. All right. So first up on what does he look like he does for a living is catcher of the Pirates in 1992.
Mike LaValliere.
Mike LaValliere. Frankie. Okay. So I want you to get a close-up of Michael LaValliere.
I would say that he is a food connoisseur for a charcuterie business, or he is Jamie Mueller's law partner and a constable in a neighboring county. Look at that stash, dude.
Mike LaValliere.
Look at that stash.
Yeah, I think that's a good shout. Is food connoisseur, maybe on Food Network.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Up next on what does he look like he does for a living? Jim Shays, pitcher of the Astros. Jim DeShays. What does he look like he does for a living? This might be a little challenging, you know, not really a giveaway, just your average. That's your white guy on MVP baseball. Is what that is. Like when you create a player, that's what you start with on MVP.
Yes, baseball. What am I looking for? That is the
the prototype. Caucasian video game baseball player.
That's a real good call. I was struggling because he looks like the average run of the mill.
Yeah, he looks like a dad.
Yeah, that's what we're going to say. He looks like a dad.
All right. Next up on what does he look like he does for a living? Mariners pitcher Eric Hanson.
I remember Eric Hanson.
What does he look like he does for a living?
That dude is a straight-up comedian. He's got comedian written all over him. Stand-up comedian.
I think he looks like a Manning.
He does kind of look like a Manning.
That's what I think. I think he kind of looks like a Manning. That's a good
call. Just with the way his mouth shaped, I just kind of gather from him that he thinks he's funny.
I like that, comedian. All right. Tigers, third base and outfield. Good utility player, even bunted. In his baseball card, we got Skeeter Barnes, the Tigers.
Skeeter Barnes.
He like a skeeter. That's all I'm gonna say. Like, whoever gave William Henry Barnes the nickname Skeeter was dead on. There's no other nickname.
I'm not even for sure what I would think he would do.
Yeah. All I can say is if he grew up in my neighborhood, his nickname would be Skeeter.
Yeah. You know, we've had a Skeeter in Augusta and probably
you just know who gets the nickname Skeeter. And shout out to whoever grew up with William Henry Barnes, whoever gave him the nickname Skeeter, you were dead on the money, 100%. All right, we
100%.
Got Phillies pitcher Mitch Williams.
Wild thing.
Pretty good player.
This man, I don't even need to see his picture. This man is the owner of a nightclub.
I love that. Yes, I love that. Owner of a nightclub.
I just know what his nightclub.
If you were to cover the P on his Phillies hat, he kind of looks like he could be in the pit crew or driving a NASCAR.
Ooh, something about that hair just screams NASCAR.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
All right, we got Tigers pitcher rocking the Jeffrey Dahmer glasses, Paul Gibson. Paul Gibson.
Totally. I don't know what Paul Gibson does, but the expression on his face there tells me he doesn't know what he's doing.
Duh.
But you made a good call on the glasses.
Jeffrey Dahmer glasses.
But I don't want to categorize or label Paul Marshall Gibson as a Jeffrey Dahmer protege or anything, but those glasses, he probably needs to rock a better set.
A dub catching flies in my mouth right now.
Look at him.
Pitcher, Pirates, Doug Drabeck.
Oh, Doug Drabeck. He was a nightmare in the red side.
Look at that. Douglas Dean Drabeck.
I can just tell you right now, he's triple D. He's bringing the D. He's in the adult film industry with a hair and mustache like that. There's no other option.
I mean,
look at this, and look at his look at his eyebrows, man.
Yeah,
he just has a 90s sex symbol, or he could have been a stunt double for Magnum PI.
I was going to say
Tom Selleck stunt double.
I was going to say he looks like a tag team wrestler in the late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, like a
Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty.
Yes. Good call, dude.
Rockers fan.
That is a great call.
All right. Orioles, third base, Leo Gomez. Leo Gomez. He also rocking the Jeffrey Dahmer frames. What does Leonardo Gomez look like he does for a living? It's a little tough. No dead giveaways here.
I think he probably is a runner for the Mexican cartel.
Okay.
He probably worked for Pablo Escobar.
See, I think he looks like a failed Major League Baseball player.
You said, what's it look like he does for a living? That's what he actually did for a living. So that's a little unfair.
Oh, I guessed it correctly. There's no way.
Leonardo Gomez, check the back of his card. How many years did he play?
This was his third year.
Yeah, he probably never made it out of Double A.
Sorry, Leo Gomez. All right. Last on what does he look like he does for a living?
This is golden, dude. This is golden. I love this.
Angels right fielder, Dave Winfield. An OG. Dave Winfield, to me, looks like he could be Steve Harvey's replacement for the family.
Nice. That is a real good call.
Dave Winfield looks like an original king of comedy.
He does. Really does. I was thinking more of a, I don't know, just with that look and knowing Dave Winfield's voice, because I remember in interviews, I was thinking more of a R&B type.
Ooh, I like that. R&B singer.
Yeah,
I like that.
Dave Winfield, you talking about OG. Hey, real quick before we transition, I researched some things about that card set, and I found the top 10 cards in the 92 Donruss set. One of them is the most valued card in that set is a Mike Mussina rookie card.
Wow.
You Loose. Also have a and it said it could anywhere in the range of $30. It also has a Jim Tomei rookie, which is about a $20. Don Mattingly, just calls it a hobby icon during the junk era.
Donnie Baseball.
Yeah. I mean, Nolan Ryan, seventh no-hitter card. Cal Ripken Jr.
Shout out,
Nolan Ryan, brother. Regular card. All these cards are worth $15. Card number 165, if they're in order, is Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah, I've seen that one in there already.
Okay. So yeah. I'm going to say this, and there's a Don, a Goose Gossage and Nolan Ryan card. All those are worth $15 or more if they're in mint condition, which those cards look pretty close. Yeah. I'd say that's a pretty good gift from Gage Scudder. Shout out to Gage Scudders.
Yeah. Shout out to Gage Scudders. If anybody else wants to send us stuff, you know, maybe every fourth episode we could do something like that.
I would like for people to send us cards.
Yeah.
And we do, what did they do for a living with the cards they send us?
Like that. I like that. Okay. So that, I mean, that was huge for him to give us that. I mean, take your some time out of your busy week. It's Shark Week. Everybody's busy trying to get to that television to see what kind of shark they're going to come up with next. I think they're making up names of sharks.
Oh, like, I don't get into Shark Week like everybody else, but
oh, my son Theo loves it. So it's been nonstop. And there's a salmon shark. Like, I had never heard of a salmon shark until 2022.
And I have never heard of the salmon shark until you just brought it up on July 26th at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
So
Shark Week and the San Jose Sharks. So our next segment that we're going to do is the episode Junk Wax Pod episode 4 fantasy basketball draft. So the way this is going to go, these are cards that we opened out of the three basketball packs from the first three episodes. So we got, you know, some Fleer and two different packs of Skybox. So we each got to draft two guards. We each got to draft two forwards and a center. It's a snake draft. So if you have the first pick, you will then go second in the second round. Okay. I'm going to flip a coin to see who gets first pick. Oh, and then viewers / listeners, you guys will vote to see who has the better team between Patrick and I. Heads or tails, PK?
Tails never fails.
It is heads.
I never win a coin flip. That's what killed me when, you know, during COVID in high school basketball, we sweat on each other the whole game long, but we couldn't have a jump ball.
I could not win one in junior varsity. I could not win a tip.
I was 0-0 for 50. I never won one. It frustrated me. And it didn't hurt that I had three guys about 6'6" that could win a tip. But that's the year we have to coin flip.
Right. The first game for the coin flip for first ball, this referee, junior varsity referee, pulls out a quarter out of his pocket. He flips it up. He's kind of nervous. You know, I mean, it was first flip off. Okay. He's not kind of nervous when he flips it. Bad flip. Hits the ground. And then goes on its side, rolling across the Augusta gym floor all the way to the baseline. And then he steps on it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to be crazy. All right. So first pick is obviously between these two guys, Larry Bird and Hakeem Olajuwon. I'm taking Larry Bird, Patrick's favorite player of all time.
Well, honestly, I'm disappointed I don't get Larry, but if I have to choose a center, take Hakeem Olajuwon. I'm not so sure we opened a pack of cards that had a better center than Hakeem Olajuwon.
No doubt. There was not. So, for your second pick, you've got your choices here between Joe Dumars Rex Chapman, Detlef Schrempf, or AC Green. and there's Dell Curry. Those are your choices for second and third picks.
I get two in a row.
Yep. You got
that's a tough one.
You're going with
give me Joe Dumars.
Joe Dumars. Hold on. That's your two picks in a row. It's my pick now.
Oh, that's right. I got Olajuwon and Dumars. Gotcha.
Yep. And now I get two picks, and I will take Rex Chapman. And then I'll take AC Green.
You at least know it at nighttime after a game, AC Green's going to be in the hotel room resting and focused.
Yeah. I'm looking for commitment, all right? I think AC Green will give me commitment.
Loyalty and commitment. You're all on with AC Green.
Long term, baby. Let's go. AC Green, franchise power forward. All right, so you got Detlef Schrempf. You got Dell Curry. And now you're into tier four, three. Craig Elo. Glenn Doc Rivers. Thurl Bailey. And Kiki Vanderway.
First of all, I think if I'm allowed, I get two in a row now.
There's some centers over here, but you've got a center. So
I want Detlef Schrempf.
Good pick.
And I want Craig Elo. I like shooters. I got to have a shooter.
All right, let me find my pen. This is awful. Okay, Craig Elo, Detlef Schrempf for PK. Good team so far, Patrick. So I'm going to choose for my guard. I'm going to choose Glenn Doc Rivers. And to finish up my team, I'm going with center Jack Sigma.
Jack Sigma was a stretch center before stretch centers were cool.
So you need a forward to finish up your team. And you got.
Do I have four players currently?
You have Joe Dumars.
Yeah. Dumars. Okay.
And Hakeem Olajuwon.
So I need a forward.
And your choices are, we got Mario Elie. We've got Thurl Bailey. You can go with three guards and get Dell Curry. Kiki Vanderway.
If my memory serves me correctly, Mario Elie won a couple of championships with the Rockets. And I always like players who bring a championship mindset, culture, and pedigree. So I'm going with Mario Elie.
Good choice, man. Mario Elie, he did. He was a great championship player.
Was he like a 3-and-D guy?
Yeah. For the Houston Rockets. The
Rockets, 90, yeah.
94-95 champs. Okay, so. You got a better team than me.
Well, you chose AC Green way too early.
I think I reached on AC Green. So here, let's round out this list. Patrick, your guards are Joe Dumars and Craig Elo.
Respectable.
My guards are Rex Chapman and Glenn Doc Rivers.
Respectable.
Forwards, I've got Larry Bird and AC Green. You've got Mario Elie and Detlef Schrempf. Centers, Jack Sigma versus Hakeem Olajuwon. So, viewers/listeners, don't forget to vote on Twitter at ToddCastThe. You'll get, it'll be a poll question. You'll get to vote for 48 hours. And then we'll see the results on Twitter.
And if you're out there and you listen and you're a faithful listener, retweet it. Let's get as many voters as possible. Let's help this. This is a really cool idea Todd's thought of, and it's real enjoyable every Tuesday. Gives me something to look forward to. So let's try to get this thing out there as far as we can because, I laugh. This is funny stuff. There's some good content here.
All right. So shout out my junkwaxbox.com. Even though I keep mentioning them on Twitter. Maybe they'll give me a retweet or something. Shout out. Giving them free pub here. Well, actually, I'm paying.
You're paying them to shout them out.
So, shout out to myjunkwaxbox.com. Shout out to our faithful listeners and followers, viewers. And shout out to my co-host, as always, Coach Kelch. 13 on Twitter, Patrick Kelch. And enjoy Shark Week, everybody. Have a good night.